there are reverse mortgage calculators, but then there are reverse mortgage point of sale solutions. Lenderful Solutions helps you get more loans, retain more customers, and even make online applications a reality. To learn more, visit LenderfulSolutions.com.
HUD's 2025 proposed budget reveals requested reverse mortgage legislative changes. An elderly woman was murdered in a scam that involved a reverse mortgage. And reverse mortgage funding's parent company transfers to Chapter 7 bankruptcy. These are your top reverse mortgage news stories for the week of March 18th. You're listening to Heckam World Weekly, the nation's only weekly podcast bringing you reverse mortgage news for the reverse mortgage professional. Last week, the Biden administration submitted their fiscal year 2025 budget proposal to both houses of Congress, reports Chris Clow from HousingWire.com. The budget reveals the White House's priorities and agency request, and the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development listed some priorities for the FHA Home Equity Conversion Mortgage Program. Now, Chris Clow summarized these requested changes in this recent column. First is Heckam Counseling. HUD explained there are currently 367 counselors on the roster approved for Heckam Counseling sessions. HUD is requesting $2.5 million to fund a training grant, which in part would, quote, enable specialized training that will prepare counselors to support expanded Heckam Counseling and to better understand property valuation bias, so that they can effectively counsel the client on this topic. That according to the congressional justifications for HUD's budget. Now, while not specified, this likely means counselors would alert potential borrowers of the signs of appraisal bias based on race or ethnicity, and that would align with the efforts of HUD's PAVE Task Force, or the Interagency Task Force on Property Appraisal and Valuation Equity. Now, most interestingly is the legislative changes to the Heckam program that was included in the budget justifications. And the first would be to require Heckam counseling on all Heckam-to-Heckam refinances, regardless of how recently one had obtained their first Heckam. Presently, there is no counseling required on a Heckam-to-Heckam refi if they got their first reverse mortgage within the last 5 years. The second proposal has been presented repeatedly in years past, and that is to remove the cap on the number of Heckam loans that can be endorsed or insured in a given fiscal year. The third proposal would have Congress give a, quote, conforming change to HUD's authority to collect a lower upfront mortgage insurance premium for refinanced Heckams. No mention of reducing upfront premiums for first-time Heckams was mentioned, and perhaps this could mean that there would be no longer a credit for Heckam-to-Heckam refinances. They would give HUD the authority to make such a change if granted by congressional approval. The next legislative request from HUD for the Heckam is to have increased notification requirements for foreclosures on a Heckam loan. And that would include outreach methods beyond the traditional only mail in the Heckam program, saying, quote, the requested change would modify the existing notice requirements by adding alternative options when all Heckam mortgagors are deceased, said the document. And lastly, and perhaps most interesting, is HUD's proposal to enact regional loan limits. Making a return to the legislative proposal for the Heckam program this year is the concept of a regional loan limit, although under a slightly different methodology, reports HousingWire. Instead of instituting and requiring regional loan limits, HUD would instead implement regional limits aligned to the limits currently in place for the single family forward, but it would not require them, which means if enacted, HUD could selectively institute regional loan limits for the Heckam or the Heckam limit. Now, for full details and examples how this could potentially impact Heckam borrowers if approved by Congress, especially those with higher valued homes, be sure to watch today's industry leader update, which you can find on HeckamWorld.com. The San Jose Mercury News reports that an elderly woman was murdered in a scam that involved a reverse mortgage. Detectives probing the death of a 96-year-old California woman that occurred nearly 2 years ago have found that she was the victim of an elaborate murder-for-hire and reverse mortgage scam, which sought to gain control of her home, said authorities last Thursday. Violet Evelyn Alberts was found dead in her bed by her caretaker in her Monticello home on May 27, 2022, with a window being broken. Later, an autopsy found that she died by asphyxiation, and the manner of her death was determined to be a homicide, according to Santa Barbara County Sheriff Bill Brown. The case was shrouded in mystery as investigators began to piece together a tangled, evil web of financial exploitation against the victim, said Brown in a news conference. The scheme began when the widow, who was in financial distress, was approached by Pauline Macareno, age 48, who offered to sell her a reverse mortgage on her valuable home. The victim had simply aged out of her savings. But Macareno ended up making a series of transactions, fraudulent ones, which included forged documents and establishing fraudulent identities, seeking ultimately to illegally gain control over the property, said the sheriff's office. Macareno was a central figure in the manipulation and deceitful targeting of Alberts, said Brown. In the eyes of Pauline Macareno, Miss Alberts was living too long, said Brown, adding, the acceleration of her death is presumably what was behind the murder. Just 3 days before the victim was found dead, two men were found to be scouting Alberts' home, according to the sheriff's office. This pivotal discovery shed light on the premeditated nature of the crime, underscoring the perpetrators' calculated efforts to survey Alberts' home and plan their vicious and reprehensible actions, said Brown. The two co-conspirators who cased the victim's home have been held in Santa Barbara County Jail on charges of murder and conspiracy to murder Alberts, and Macareno was arrested in 2022 and has since been sentenced to 6 years in state prison for fraud related to the case, but she now faces pending additional charges. Alberts was a cherished figure in the Montecito community and described her as an active individual known for her warm demeanor and social nature. And in our final story of the week, the parent company of now-defunct Reverse Mortgage Funding has received approval from a bankruptcy court to transfer from Chapter 11 to Chapter 7 bankruptcy. This allows Reverse Mortgage Investment Trust, or RMIT, to sell off their remaining assets to satisfy creditor claims, and it can also provide additional mechanism for resolving disputes while reducing the administrative costs the estate would need to continue to pay under Chapter 11. In the original request, RMT plan administrator explained that the conversion to Chapter 7 was being sought to preserve the value of the estate's remaining assets and ease the overall liquidation process. In doing so, the plan administrator hopes that by converting to Chapter 7, they will be able to preserve the value of any potential recovery from TCB or Texas Capital Bank, and that would be for the benefit of all the other unsecured creditors, said the January filing. Presiding Judge Mary Walrath of the U.S. Bankruptcy Court for the District of Delaware found that the request was, quote, due and sufficient under the circumstances. The conversion will be effective anywhere from 5 to 10 business days after the entry of the March 12th order, according to the court filing. The filing also noted in its request to convert from Chapter 11 to Chapter 7, if the Chapter 11 cases were to be dismissed, all creditors, including Texas Capital Bank, could potentially lose their opportunity to receive funds from the estate. Thank you for joining us for another episode of Heckam World Weekly, the nation's only weekly podcast bringing you reverse mortgage-related news each and every week. We also have a video companion to this podcast, which you can find at heckamworld.com or on YouTube. Be sure to watch this week's video at heckamworld.com, where we dive into some of the requested legislative changes, significant ones, if granted, to the Home Equity Conversion Mortgage Program, or HECM. Our listeners can also subscribe and listen to this podcast on Apple Music or Spotify. Be sure to return next week for more Reverse Mortgage News on the go.